Hello, I'm Anthony Bruce Van Gruno. I'm doing a PhD here at UTAS, and I'm looking at socio-technical transition. So I'm looking at how people interact with technology, mainly batteries, so stationary batteries in houses and batteries in electric vehicles.
So how did you interact with technology on your way to uni this morning?
I've built an electric bike. You're standing in front of it. So the bike has a powerful little motor that gets us up the hills.
You built this. It's not a bike that came as an electric bike.
No, it's a retrofit, but it's easy to, you know, just plug in the right plugs, put in the bottom bracket.
So how long did it physically take you to attach this little electric motor and the battery to this bike, making it something that gets you up the hills?
A couple of hours.
Really? It's as simple as that?
Yeah, it was easy. I mean, it was easy. There was a bit of cursing and finger banging, but it was second time around it would be a lot easier.
Having a look at this bike, it's a very long, unusually shaped bike.
Yeah, it's a cargo bike. So we've got the seat up the front for the little one and then the cargo rack at the back for getting all our produce at the farmers markets, putting friends on.
So do you actually have a car at all?
Yeah, we do have a car. We've got a car that we're looking to convert into an electric vehicle. So we've got an old 1980 Toyota Hilux that we're ripping the motor out of and slowly getting around to putting an electric motor and batteries in.
How much harder is it to put electric conversion onto a car than it is onto a bike? I mean, this, like you said, 2 hours in a kit.
I think it's going to be a fair bit harder. There's a steep learning curve. First thing is just rip out the internals.
So you need a block and tackle, don't you?
Yeah, well, and for an older car as well, it's a lot easier. We don't have all the electronics to worry about. A lot of YouTube, a lot of... trawling through forums and seeing how other people did it. There's actually a conversions group here in Tasmania, so there's a bit of support.
What sort of range do you expect to have on the car when it's converted?
For our car, probably about 150k range is all we really need. I mean, when I think about how much we do on a day-to-day basis, we probably don't drive any more than 40 to 50k's. So 150k's is certainly more than what we need, and I'm not really too fussed about charging infrastructure because everybody has a charging outlet at their home. Just plug it into 240 volt power and you're done.
Now, what if you do want to go on a longer trip? Would you plan to stop in Oatlands or Campbelltown, something like that, if you wanted to go up to Launceston from here?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a rollout of faster charging infrastructure, so that makes it a lot easier to be able to, you know, just have a half hour stop and continue going. And it won't be very long until we see them scattered all over the country.
Now, Hiluxes are known as being fairly gutsy, bulletproof vehicles. Is it going to continue to be that when it's electric?
Even more so. Yeah. The amount of torque that these vehicles have, I mean, they're almost 80 to 90% efficiency compared to the old internal combustion engines, which are only 14, 15% efficiency. So, yeah, it'll definitely have towing capacity. I'll be able to go out on the weekend with it.
What do you do with your ute that you're confident the electric can cope with?
At the moment, I'm digging out a lot of soil from underneath my house.
So that sounds like a dangerous occupation. Why are you doing that?
I just need more storage space for all the electrical bikes.
How many electrical bikes do you have?
Three at the moment.
At the moment. Does that mean there was more at one point? Or there's planned to be more?
I like doing it. I definitely want to do a lot more.
How much does it cost to turn a bog-standard bike into an electric bike?
Depends what you want to do. I mean, this one was about $1,200 with the battery and the motor. But then when you think about the costs that you're offsetting with driving a car, I don't even drive the car these days, so you know, I can do everything I need to on this bike. And it's got an 80 to 90k range. I can keep up with traffic.
And how much do you think you're going to spend on converting the ute?
For that one, it's more a labour of love. I think I'm probably looking at about $12,000 for the conversion there.
And how many hours?
I don't want to think about it.
Quite a few, but what is the economics of that in the long term for you? As in, how much would you currently spend on petrol a week, and how much are you going to spend on electrical power a week after that?
Okay, so probably a better way to think about it is if I'd just gone out and purchased an electric vehicle, what I normally spend on petrol per week would be about $80 to $120 per week. I probably end up spending about $20 on charging with the electricity, doing the same amount of driving as well.
So that's if you just went out and bought an electric vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be more or less the same. I just wouldn't have my labour factored into it. Yeah.
Do you think it's kind of a worthwhile thing to do, to take an old car where the engine may be on its last legs and give it a new lease on life, give it another 20 years?
If it's a classic car and you love it, yeah, it's taking an old vehicle and turning it into a high-performance machine. It's beautiful. You're driving the future in your old bomb.
Is there any type of car which is better for this sort of conversion, works easier?
Yeah, there's actually people developing kits at the moment. So it's a group called EV West to do a bunch of conversions for old VW Beetles, Porsches, those kind of ones where people have already worked out. There's a group actually that just started up called Jaunt that are doing conversions for Range Rovers, so four-wheel drives.
So you would buy a complete kit for them as you bought for your bike and just spend the time in the garage and do it?
Yeah, or pay them to do it as well.
That sounds like a better thing to do if you have the money.
Yeah, yeah, but I think a better thing to do would be to look out for vehicles as we get more options here. Like, you can get a second-hand vehicle with still a decent amount of range left in it for around $25,000, so just keep your eyes open for it. The market's going to get to the point that they'll come down to a cost parity as well with conventional vehicles.